John, the Gospel of John, chapter 4. The Gospel of John, chapter 4. Let's prepare ourselves in prayer that the Spirit might open our eyes to what's going on in the passages that are set before us. Going to see a very important quote by Jesus Christ. There's some historical things going on, some personal things. So let's prepare ourselves that He can reveal these things to us and cause us to see what He would have us to see. Let us pray. Father, once again, we move into the most precious part of the spiritual warfare, and that is, Father, the opening up of Scripture. Pray for us, Father, because we know that we cannot see with the eyes of the flesh. We cannot understand. And so, Father, we pray now that Your Spirit will open our eyes that we might see, our ears that we might hear, what You would have us to see and hear this morning in this passage that is before us. The impact, Father, in our personal lives, in our relationship with Your Spirit, and the relationship with one another. Father, we pray all these things now in Christ's name. Amen. Okay, last Sunday, we ended up with Jesus Christ talking to the disciples. He had been talking to the woman, and the woman left her water pot. The leaving of her water pot is the leaving behind of all human work, human effort, anything that we would offer to God that is left behind. And now she goes into the town, goes into Sychar to bring them to Christ. So just at this moment, the disciples come up. So, the disciples intrude now, and let's just pick up with the disciples coming on the scene now. Verse 31, meanwhile the disciples were saying to him, urging him, saying, Rabbi, eat. But he said to them, I have food. And last Sunday we spent time on what is his food. I have food to eat that you do not know about. They do not know, though they have been there with him now all this time, and they still have not caught on. And we saw the principle, how unfortunate to be so close to the action and so far away, not have any clue of what's going on. To be right there, close to what's going on, and not even see it. Verse 33. So the disciples were saying to one another, no one brought him anything to eat, did he? All they can think about, like most Christians, relate the entire Christian life to the physical realm, to me, to something going on the earth, the material world. And what we're seeing the disciples, when he talks about bread, he's not talking about bread, but that's all they can see. When he talks about water, he's not talking about water, but that's all that they can see. And this is not unlike so many believers today. Verse 34, Jesus said to them, my food is to do the will of him who sent me. So here we're dealing with the first sending of God the Father of the Son. And we saw how this is so important to understand why you and I are sent. Because this could be the substance of our life and to accomplish his work. Now we pick up this morning in verse 35. Do you not say, there are yet 4 months, and then comes the harvest? All right, again, the disciples are thinking what? They're thinking in the earthly realm.